Hey there. It is Friday, October 12th, 2018. This is the second episode of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast, which I hope you will subscribe to either on iTunes or Spotify or Google or wherever you find the podcasts that you enjoy so very, very much. I'm sitting in my home studio in Nashville, Tennessee, 1 week till time to head out on the road. I was supposed to go out on the road on Thursday, the 18th of October, but that has been pushed back to Friday, the 19th. My first show will be in Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, if you're going to be in Memphis, you should join us. You can reach me at steve@stevegoody.com and ask for details. Where will you be in Memphis? You will write, and I will write you back. Here's where I will be in Memphis. Once again, my email is steve@stevegoody.com. Anyway, big stuff going on to get ready to get out of town. It is always a big deal to pack up everything. I don't know if you've seen my show, but it's quite multimedia. I use the computer for audio and video, and I use my guitar, of course. And sometimes I bring a mandolin. You just never know. But I'll get into all that a little bit more. Let's have the opening music now.
The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. This is That Podcast. And since it is that time, and since that time has come, it is now time for us to present, proudly, Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody. And now, Steve Goody.
Hooray, podcasting music, podcasting, yay, podcast, podcast, podcast. It's a little ironic. I am sitting in my recording studio right now, but I'm recording this into my phone. I have access to some pretty expensive equipment, but I'm doing this into my phone because this is how I will have to do it once I'm on the road, trying to get into the pattern of making podcasts. Isn't this very, very meta that I'm talking about making podcasts as part of the podcast? But that's what's on my mind right now. That's what I'm thinking about. I was just on the phone with my good friend Mike Stewart. Oh, boy, if you don't know Mike Stewart, you need to. He will help you get everything set up to get yourself out there, get heard by the masses in today's world. And he plays the bass real good, and he can sing. Getting it all put together in a big hurry, because I always do this stuff at the last minute, to try and have all the pieces put together so that I can be doing a daily or every other daily podcast, as well as video clips posted every day or almost every day with the help of my good friend Ty Hager here in Nashville while I am on the road. It's quite exciting. Oh, it's so exciting. Okay, I'm new to this, so I've decided to make some notes about what I want to put in the podcast. And one of the things I want to do is find old tracks that I recorded years ago and use them for the musical part of the show. Yeah, that's a good idea. So I've got this big old half a terabyte hard drive attached to my computer, and I'm downloading everything I've ever recorded onto that, and then I'll be able to grab from that, because I can bring it with me on the road, and I'll find old stuff that nobody's ever heard and put it in this here podcast. Oh, that'd be good. Oh, yeah. My friend Jace is putting together a Kickstarter campaign for a release of something very cool related to Logan Whitehurst. So, okay, I'll put that in there. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you can hear in the background, there is now a parrot in my house. I inherited a parrot, so now I own a parrot, apparently. And now let's hear about the new pressing of Logan Whitehurst's seminal album on vinyl.
Goodbye, my four-track.
Needlejuice Records, the label bringing you Spiritphone by Lemon Demon on vinyl, is running a Kickstarter campaign to fund the pressing of the late Logan Whitehurst's album Goodbye My Four Track on vinyl, CD, and cassette. The 21-track masterpiece portrayed the full scope of Logan's talent, and Dr. Demento has even referred to it as the Sgt. Pepper's of comedy music. Kickstarter rewards also include a companion EP, an original promo poster, and the extremely rare Dr. Demento's Basement Tapes compilations. Go to needlejuicerecords.com or search for Logan Whitehurst on Kickstarter.
Okay, I think we're halfway through this thing, so let's do the halfway through it music.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is halfway over. That's right. We've had half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast, which means that half of the podcast is over. But stay tuned, because the second half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast is coming up now.
All right, time for the second half of the show, which I've decided will traditionally be started with a song, and often a song that's from very, very long ago that nobody has heard recently or ever. So this is from my 1995 release, Falling Standards. Call this little tune Whip It.
You're more woman than I deserve. grateful that you came along, 'cause now I live to serve. Since you taught me that I'm always wrong, I love everything you do. Love the mustache that you grew. My genitalia belong to you. See, I'm roasting on the barbecue. Do you think I'm whipped? 'Cause I buy your tampons all year round. Now I'm differently equipped, and you got me peeing sitting down. Hey, I think I'll bleach my lip. I read Woman's Day, and I'm proud to say that I'm whipped. I love the constant way you talk. I'm thrilled with one fifth of the bed. I kiss the ground on which you walk, and I got new friends just like Redbook said. No, I don't think you're fat. I'd take a bullet for your cat, $1,000 for a hat. No, I don't see nothing wrong with that. They say I'm whipped, but my bachelor party was lots of fun. Though nobody stripped, Diet Coke was fine with everyone. Now I'm never gonna slip. Oprah every day helps me stay this way, and I'm whipped. You get 10, I get 1. That's a perfect bedroom ratio. You got me speaking in tongues, but who has time for the pesky fellatio? Car keys out of reach. My manhood's been snipped, and I feel so fresh walking down the beach. Now I'm happy in your grip. I jump through hoops and I do flips. Bring your butt to my lips. I'm a eunuch, okay, but I'm proud to say that I'm whipped.
And I would like to correct myself. That is not from a 1995 release. That song came out in 1997. And since I said 1995, now I'm thinking let's play another song from that album. I made one called Mouthful. It was full of songs that I was doing on stage at the time. So here's one of my favorites from back then, which is completely out of date now.
I had to get to Nashville. I was driving through the night. Coming in from Mobile, I stopped in for a bite. My ex-wife had my money, but I needed to be fed. I had to cut some corners, or I wouldn't have been caught dead in a Waffle House, particularly in Alabama. It had been 1 year since she left me, and today had been kinda rough. It was a special anniversary of the day she took all my stuff. I was looking at the menu and the lovely pictures there. The waitress said,
"Welcome to Waffle House, may I take your order?"
And I looked up and stared at my ex-wife, working in a Waffle House. Ha! In a Waffle House in Alabama, I just sat and stared and stammered. Revenge don't come much sweeter than that. I wasn't quite good enough for her, and now she's cleaning up for sure, wearing that stylish apron and a paper hat. She realized it was me. She knew she couldn't run. I just smiled and thought to myself, this could be fun. I said, "How's your friend? You know, that big old biker." She said,
"We broke up."
She wiped off the formica in the Waffle House in Alabama. I said, "You're looking well. Do you make some good tips?" Her look told me to go to hell, but not a word passed from her lips. So I ordered me a waffle and some coffee and some juice. And I thought, I'm glad the Waffle House has found some kind of use for my ex-wife, 'cause I sure couldn't. Waffle House in Alabama, wishing to hell I had my camera. Revenge don't come much sweeter than that. She left me for another lover. Now she's serving them scattered, smothered, and covered, wearing that stylish apron and a
paper hat. Soon after she'd taken it all and split, it seems that the biker ran off with it. Now she's frying up bacon, serving up spam to truckers and bikers in Birmingham.
You all grits with that?
I felt a little sorry for her, just the teeniest bit, and I figured I should leave her a real nice tip. So I got me a napkin, and I proceeded to write, next time don't leave a good man for a loser with a bike, or you'll end up in a Waffle House in Alabama. You got what you deserve, goddamn ya. Revenge don't come much sweeter than that. Her brand new lover took all her junk. Now she's serving them scattered, smothered, and chunk. Wearing that stylish apron and a paper hat. She was wearing that stylish apron and a paper hat.
And I think that pretty much brings us to the end of this here episode, number two of the Big Steve's Big Dumb Podcast. Please remember to subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening to this. And I'll see you tomorrow or the next day. You just never know.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening.